Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oscar Bevis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by The Last. Delighted to be joined by my old mate, John Ryder. How are you, John?
I'm good, mate. It's good to see you. Obviously not face-to-face. We're doing a Adrian Broner-style press conference. Got that right a second time round, for those who don't know.
Are you going to leave on me? Are you going to do a Broner on me? Just run when you hear a hard question.
I'm not going to leave. I've seen Coogan earlier. I've clarified that I was going to talk to you today. So if I don't, then Coogan knows where to come and find me, as do you.
You're not wrong. Right, we're going to jump straight in. Basically, pretty simple question, if I'm honest. Just generally, what is happening with you? Obviously, out last time against Danny Jacobs, and kind of everyone's just waiting. What's happening?
I'm just back now. I went training and I went into matchroom offices and spoke to Eddie. So I'm hoping to have some news within the coming week or so. I think a good fight potentially on the horizon, and hoping that things work out and we can get a good fight maybe in the US or the States within the next couple of months.
Yeah, in kind of a weird domino effect way, has Dimitri Bivol beating Canelo scuppered the hope of the big one? Because I come to the gym, I think it was just after lockdown, and you was wearing a Canelo top and you were kind of pushing for that big fight, the biggest of fights, really. And then Canelo signs the deal. Well, you beat Danny Jacobs. Canelo signs a deal with Eddie, and it's kind of the third fight was he might fight in Mexico for homecoming or London. And if it was London, everyone was thinking it could potentially be you. Now, because of the loss to Dimitri, we were thinking the third fight in the contract could probably be the rematch. Has that kind of scuppered hope at a big one for you when Dimitri won, in that domino effect sort of way?
Yeah, I mean, we were saying this today, it's early today, you were saying that. I think it's a terrible time for the super middleweight division, really, at the moment. Obviously, all the belts are tied up by Canelo, and he's obviously taking care of business with the third Golovkin rematch, where he's defending those titles. But then I'm sure come December, he's going to look to try and right that wrong with Dimitri Bivol. And like I say, it's just holding things up. So there's going to be no third fight in the UK or Mexico this year. It'll probably be May time next year. And you know what, May's like the Cinco de Mayo weekend. So we're better to do it then in Mexico. So I'm sure he'll look to do that then. And his trip to the UK won't be so at the top of the list. So I think it's just we're all in a... all stuck in the mud a bit at the moment. We're all waiting to see what Canelo's going to do next and whether he'll take the rematch with Dimitri Bivol and whether he'll start taking care of the super middleweight division again. But I think it's hard. I mean, the likes of Benavidez and all that, he's obviously beat Lemieux in the final eliminator for the WBC, and he's obviously waiting and buying his time, and other fighters want to get their opportunity. There's lots of people in the number one spot. So I'm just joining a long queue, I suppose.
Yeah. Do you think Caleb Plant kind of highlighted the mould of why it could be a good thing to wait for Canelo, in the sense that he didn't fight top opposition before fighting Canelo. Like, he didn't fight elite level opposition, you would say. He kind of held out for the Canelo payday, got like 10, 11 million, still considered in good high stock. So can you, do you think people are looking at that model and thinking probably best to fight good guys, but kind of bide my time a little bit, AKA the likes of Benavidez?
I think for Plant, I think it was just perfect timing, really. He obviously won the title at a good time. He took a defence against, was it the German, wasn't it? And it was a relatively easy defence, but took care of his mandatory. So he had that bit of time to wait and buy time and wait for the fight with Canelo after the Saunders fight. So I think he was very, not, I wouldn't say lucky, but fortunate in the way things fell into place. And so it didn't work out financially. It was a high reward for him, but he took his licks on fight night and took the beating that was dished out to him.
You come on here and said that you spoke to Eddie earlier. I mean, I didn't know this. I know we spoke yesterday. I was kind of thinking you'd potentially talk about a fight in the UK, but now you're saying in the US, it kind of, I don't know, switches the opposition I was thinking about. I know the Billy Joe return is not kind of 100%. I know that the options that rumoured Billy would be interested in was Chris Eubank, not going to happen now, and yourself. And I don't know, there's a big domestic fight with maybe Lerone Richards, which is in-house. So why is the US the right move for your next fight? Because I was just presuming you was going to come in and say like another big UK one.
Well, the thing is, the irons are in a few fires. I mean, we've got good options, obviously, in the UK. There's the likes of Billy Joe Saunders, Lerone Richards, Zach Parker, but just about the right moves for me now in my career. I mean, 34 this week, knocking on a bit. Just need to take the right fights at the right time and just do what's best for my career. So just going to weigh out this option that's in the States and see where we go. And hopefully it'll be worthwhile and a good, meaningful fight.
Yeah. Is there anything you can kind of give us in terms of opponent-wise or guys that are being put forward, or is it just, look, wait it out, it's going to be a good fight and we can expect something fairly soon?
Yeah, I think just listen, if it's not announced within the next week or so, then it's probably not going to happen. But I'd like to hear about early next week just so I can get myself back into camp and start getting ready for this. And it feels like an age since I've been in camp now, since the Jacobs fight. So I'm looking to get back in. I've had a nice rest, but been ticking over and not letting the grass grow under my feet. But I'm ready to attack camp now, 110%, and just really look to what's next.
All right, we'll look forward to it, whatever it is, of course. Let's talk about Ben and Eubank, right? This is mental, and it's crazy that we're even hearing them names in such capacity together without talking about Senior and Nigel. It's mental that we're hearing them, just hearing the names together. Mad, isn't it?
Well, Joe, what it's I suppose that's a bit of sweet, isn't it? I mean, obviously, I remember from the first round to the first time around with the dads fighting and whatnot, and I suppose that being around the time that I was enjoying boxing as a fan, as a kid. So they was the big nights. But now, I mean, yeah, to see Conor again against Chris Eubank Jr. will be mental. I mean, people watching it now won't even know about the history of the fathers and whatnot. But it's great. I think we're very lucky that not only we got to see the dads fight and have good fights with each other, that the two fighters are willing to meet in the middle somewhere to make this happen, to continue that legacy. And the Ben Eubank legacy lives on that little bit longer. So, I mean, when's it going to stop? I mean, I know Connor's got a son now and Chris might have kids in the future, but I mean, when does it stop and will they get into boxing? So this might go on for another 30 years.
Who knows? I know Connor is intent that Eli will never box. You spent a lot of time around Connor, obviously, in the gym and whatnot. Over the past, let's say, 2 years since he's hit kind of the stage where he's really flourished and become more of that closer to world level fighter rather than the kind of early learning stage. Over the last couple of years, has he ever expressed any desire around the Eubank fight? Like, even when the name's been thrown around the gym, has it ever been something that he's always kind of gone, I don't know, got excited about in terms of it potentially happening? Like, even like, just in general gym conversation, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I don't know that we've ever really like brought it up. I mean, I think we've obviously seen that for a while, Eubank was 3 weights above being at super middleweight and holding titles there. Then he's recently come back down to middleweight. So I don't think we ever really see it happening or really ever spoke about it. But I think, like, I think in the past, Connor's mentioned it, like, later on down the line, maybe he'd move up or whatnot. But I don't think we're talking about so soon. But I think timing is great. And I mean, Connor's had great wins under his belt now, gets former world champion. So, I mean, and Eubank Jr.'s career has been pretty quiet as such lately. It's been quite a stop-start the last couple of years for me. Obviously, COVID's not helped, but I suppose the move to Roy Jones Jr. and whatnot, he's, he was unlucky with the Korobov fight as well, the way it went and the way it ended. But he came back with a good win against Liam Williams. But I think this is a great fight. I mean, something they can both really get their teeth into. A lot of needle. I'm sure the build-up will be Oscar winning worthy. It's hard because you want the dads to be involved, but not to take the light off the two fighting. It's hard. I mean, obviously, I've spent a lot of time around Nigel now, and he's a character, and everyone loves what Cena brings to the table. But it's a fight of it's their sons now. They've got to take the limelight and really be at the forefront and just take the ball by the horns and show, and leave it all in the ring fight night. But I think it's great that the rivalry lives on, and so should it, so it should.
We were having this chat yesterday briefly. There's a lot of emphasis on the rehydration clause and kind of the nitty-gritty stuff that could potentially be in the contract for the fight. But I suppose that's to be expected, isn't it? Like, everyone's enjoying the fact and kind of embracing the whole Ben Eubank thing already before we've had the announcement. But there is going to be a lot of emphasis placed on how it kind of works contractually with rehydration and weight. Like, there's going to be a lot of that spoken about.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, it's almost a shame because if the fight falls out of bed now, then fingers going to be pointed at whoever's Connor for putting this condition in and or Eubank for not abiding by it. So, I mean, if it doesn't happen, a lot of fingers are going to get pointed and there's going to be like people to blame. But it shouldn't be about that. It's listen, it's got the potential to be a great fight. I don't think Eubank Jr. puts on massive amounts of weight between fight night and weigh-in. So I don't think it should be an issue. And I think for the sake of the rivalry and the fan name, that I think they'll put that aside and get on with it and just agree to what they have to.
In terms of overcoming a size difference, I suppose we can kind of relate it a little bit to when you fought Callum. Do you go into like a camp or even mentality-wise, is it kind of completely different when you're overcoming a bit of a size difference in a fight in regards to when you're not, even if the fighter the same size as you is better than the fighter is bigger, is it kind of a different mentality you go into camp and fights with when someone has that size difference?
No, I think we all start camps and we all believe in Tony dishing out a game plan and know that it's going to work. Tony's great at getting the sparring partners in and whatnot. But I mean, you look at Conor, Chris Algieri was quite a fair bit taller than Connor, and he dealt with him pretty handily. And I don't know if Eubank Jr. will be that much bigger, to be fair. I know there's obviously a slight height advantage, but I don't think he'll be as tall as Chris Algieri. But no, I'm sure Connor's used to being the smaller man on a lot of occasions, so I'm sure he'll use that to his advantage and use his explosive power to help him.
I know this is a question you're going to get asked loads in the build-up, and especially around fight week as well, but why in your eyes does Conor beat Chris?
Well, listen, I can make an argument for Conor, I can make an argument for Chris. I mean, whoever gets their game plan right. I know Tony's bang on with his game plans to the T, so I'd always favour Conor, but I just believe that it's all right having this game plan in place, but you've got to go out and execute. And as long as both fighters don't let the occasion get the better of them, don't let their heart rule their head and use their brains, then we're going to be in for an absolute treat. But if this turns into a slugfest and Conor boxes to Chris's advantages, then it's going to go wrong for him. But I know Conor can stick to a game plan, and I know Conor can execute it to perfection, and he will come away victorious. Like you say, with the Van Heerden fight and the Algeria fight, there was no real needle there. And obviously this fight, there's a bit of history with the families and whatnot, but I think Conor's too smart, and I think so is Chris. I mean, they know what's in the past and they know what's been before them, but they're their own men and they'll do things their own way. So I don't think it'll be a situation of them letting the emotions get the better of them. I think they're both quite highly strung people, so they'll be on their A game and whatnot. I think the press conferences will be an absolute gem to watch. And we're going to be in for a treat, I think.
Yeah, mate, cannot wait. Fingers crossed it is signed. Like you say, because if it's not, fingers will be pointed in it. That's just how it is, especially because we've heard so much about it now.
Yeah, I mean, it's a shame as well. I mean, obviously, fights like this can't go under the radar now. You can't just announce it on press conference day and let it build from there. People get whispers and then the fights build up to be made and much bigger than it already is when it's not even signed. So, I mean, there is still things to be done, T's to be crossed and lowercase J's to be dotted. So, yeah, I mean, they're almost there, I believe, but listen, who knows?
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.